Worldview, 15 Countries Challenge China's Human Rights in Xinjiang Province. By John J. Xenakis on November 16, 2018. This morning's key headlines from GenerationalDynamics.com. 15 Countries Challenge China's Human Rights in Xinjiang Province. China's crackdown on religions continues. 15 Countries Challenge China's Human Rights in Xinjiang Province. Car with BBC reporters stopped by Chinese police in Xinjiang in October, BBC. Envoys to China from a group of 15 Western countries are reportedly taking coordinated action to condemn China's human rights record in Xinjiang province, where evidence has been accumulating for several months that about a million Chinese citizens of Uyghur ethnicity are forcibly locked up in vast re-education centers or re-education prisons where they are required to sing Chinese Communist Party, CCP, songs and pledge allegiance to the CCP. The 15 envoys reportedly drafted a letter to be sent to Chen Kuangguo, Xinjiang's CCP boss. The draft letter reads in part, "We are deeply troubled by reports of the treatment of ethnic minorities, in particular individuals of Uyghur ethnicity, in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. In order to better understand the situation, we request a meeting with you at your earliest convenience to discuss these concerns." Reports claim Canada is leading the project. The other 14 countries are Britain, France, Switzerland, European Union, Germany, Netherlands, Australia, Ireland, Sweden, Belgium, Norway, Estonia, Finland, and Denmark. The response from China's foreign ministry spokesman Hua Chunying was both angry and bizarre. Here are excerpts. "An ambassador is supposed to promote the mutual understanding, mutual trust and cooperation between the receiving state and the sending state, rather than raise unreasonable requests and interfere in the internal affairs of the receiving state based on hearsay. Maybe you could interview these ambassadors and ask them whether they have got all the facts straight before writing this letter. Do they know that we have another 54 ethnic minority groups besides the Han and the Uyghur? Do they know that China has more than 40 laws and regulations, including the constitution, which have clear stipulations on ethnic minority groups' usage and development of their languages and cultures? Maybe you could ask these ambassadors whether the ethnic minority groups in their countries like the US and Canada learn English? Is their learning of English also considered as an attempt by their governments to extinguish or assimilate languages and cultures of the ethnic minority groups? I would like to reiterate that Xinjiang as an open region welcomes those who go there with goodwill. Anyone harboring malicious intentions and prejudice and seeking to interfere in China's internal affairs will be firmly rejected." The statement contains no attempt to address the charges of human rights abuses in Xinjiang except to call the ambassador's actions very rude and unacceptable. The description of Xinjiang as an open region may be true in a sense, but several BBC on-site investigations show that every word and action is rigidly controlled by the security forces. BBC reporters may be allowed into Xinjiang, but they are closely followed by minders and prevented from approaching the re-education prisons. The letter by 15 envoys will not cause China to change its behavior. Nothing ever does, but it will embarrass the Chinese and make it more difficult for them to continue lying. CNN and Reuters and BBC, 26 October. China's crackdown on religions continues. The Uyghurs are Muslims, but as I have described several times in the past, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, considers all non-indigenous religions to be dangerous. These include Islam, Protestantism, Catholicism, and Buddhism. The reason is that pretty much every religion has, at one time or another, been the underpinning of an anti-government rebellion in China. The Buddhist White Lotus Society led the Red Turban Rebellion that overthrew the Yuan Dynasty in 1358, and came close to overthrowing the Qing Dynasty in the White Lotus Rebellion, 1796-1804. Of course, the Tibetan Buddhists frightened the CCP, and the Falun Gong movement, which is also Buddhist-based, terrifies the CCP. The CCP has been particularly heavy-handed this year in cracking down on Christianity. That is partially because of the Taiping Rebellion, 1850-64. That rebellion was led by Hung Shouchuan, who converted to Christianity under a Protestant missionary and had a hallucinatory vision that he was the son of God and the younger brother of Jesus. He formed the Society of God Worshippers that spread and drew converts from ethnic Hakkas to form the Taiping Army that, once again, almost overthrew the Qing dynasty. Today, the CCP is the most paranoid government on earth. They are even afraid of Winnie the Pooh because Winnie the Pooh looks like Communist Party chief Xi Jinping and might be used as a symbol to trigger a rebellion. Can you imagine Donald Trump or another Western leader being terrified of Winnie the Pooh? Yet, Xi Jinping is terrified of Winnie the Pooh. Xi has made himself into a total dictator and the only way he can rule is by killing, torture, rape, abductions, massacres, atrocities. Or, in the case of the Uyghurs, massive re-education prisons holding millions of people. The CCP has identified what it calls the five poisons of society that must be controlled or stamped out. These are Tibetans, Uyghur Muslims, democracy activists, Taiwanese, and Falun Gong practitioners. The equivalent situation in America would be if the government declared blacks and Catholics to be poisons, along with gun owners and Jews, who would need to be sent to re-education prisons to be forced to become Protestants. In July, a group of 30 workers at JASIC Technology in Shenzhen who were treated abusively and not paid decided to unionize. The CCP jailed them for gathering a crowd to disrupt public order, not even letting them see a lawyer. Last week, Marxist and Maoist students from Peking University and other colleges traveled to Shenzhen to form the JASIC Workers Solidarity Group to support the workers. To the paranoid CCP, this situation is very dangerous because it could lead to an anti-government rebellion. So naturally these groups of students have been violently rounded up and jailed. This was followed by a crackdown on student activism on campus, banning Marxist study groups, and punishing students at Peking University, Renmin University, and Nanjing University. The CCP knows very well that the government was brought down in 1949 by Marxist and Maoist forces, and they know that it could happen again. So whether it is Winnie the Pooh, or the Uyghurs, or the Tibetans, or the Falun Gong, the Chinese government are terrified of everything and consider pretty much everyone to be their enemy. Like central governments throughout China's history, the CCP is extremely weak and will end as quickly as it began. It cannot govern except by developing massive weapon systems and planning for a war that it will lose, but not before it has brought catastrophe to itself and the entire world. Radio Free Asia, 12 November, and AP and Economist. Related articles. China continues massive crackdown on non-indigenous religions, October 21, 2018. China defends million prisoner re-education camps and sinicization of Islam in Xinjiang, October 14, 2018. University of N. Florida and Pentagon cut ties with China's Confucius Institutes, September 30, 2018. China bans Winnie the Pooh because Xi Jinping looks like him, July 18, 2017. China Prime Minister warns country becoming unstable, January 24, 2006. Keys, generational dynamics, China, Xinjiang, Uyghurs, re-education prisons, Chen Quangbo, Hua Chunying, Canada, Islam, Protestantism, Catholicism, Buddhism, White Lotus Society, Red Turban Rebellion, Yuan Dynasty, White Lotus Rebellion, Qing Dynasty, Tibet, Falun Gong, Taiping Rebellion, Hong Shouchuan, Society of God Worshippers, Mongols, Manchus, Great Leap Forward, Great Cultural Revolution, Winnie the Pooh, JASIC Technology, Shenzhen, Peking University, Renmin University, Nanjing University. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email.